welcome to this week's episode of the Blank Page to Bestseller podcast. I am your host, Peter Wheatmartian, and we have a great show in store for you this week. We begin the show with our Biz Buzz segment, where Colleen, KZ, and myself talk all about podcasting for authors. This is a really, really great listen, and Colleen shares a lot of great information she learned while she took a class about podcasting, and we also talk about the benefits of podcasting and how authors and writers can really build their brand around becoming a podcast guest or a podcast host of themselves. There's two different ways that you can go about doing it, and we talk a little bit about both hosting and being a guest. So we hope you enjoy this week's Biz Buzz. Then, in our second segment, we are back with guests. That's right, we have a guest this week. Janet Castellan joins me for an interview about her two children's books, and we talk a little bit about herself as an author. We talk about her books and a little bit about the things that she has learned and the things that she enjoys about being an author. And we hope you enjoy the interview that we have with Janet Castellan, and we hope you enjoy the show all together. We're going to begin with our Biz Buzz segment, but first up, let me do remind you to please like and subscribe to the Blank Page to Bestseller podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And also, as a quick reminder, please be sure to check out our YouTube page where you can find all of our Biz Buzz segments on YouTube. We're still working through some of the older Biz Buzzes, but all of the new Biz Buzz segments are up on YouTube, so please be sure to check out the YouTube page. Like, subscribe, and comment on the show, on the Biz Buzz videos, and help other people, other writers, other authors, to find the Biz Buzz segment videos. So please enjoy this week's show, and we will hear from you next week. Here is our Biz Buzz segment. And welcome to this week's Biz Buzz segment. I am Peter, and I am joined by Colleen and KZ, as we always are. And this week, we are going to talk a little bit about podcasting, specifically how authors and writers can use podcasts to, you know, help grow their readership. So first of all, as you all are listening to this as a podcast, we have some experience podcasting. Haha, who would have thought? But I do want to say that authors can really benefit from podcasting in two different ways. I kind of want to take it this way. First of all, is they could have their own podcast where they talk about whatever they want to talk about. The other way is they can become guests on other people's podcasts. I don't really think that there is a benefit one over the other. I think they are both great avenues to share your story. And I just think that they are different ways to go about it. So I kind of want to talk a little bit today more about the guest option, because you know, we could spend all day talking about how to start your own podcast and grow your own podcast, but I think a lot of authors will find it really beneficial to grow their readership by being on other people's podcasts so that they can grow outside of their just their own individual bubble. So I do want to say, Colleen, it's been a few years ago, but you took a course on how to become a guest on a podcast. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So yeah. What were some of those, maybe like two or three top line takeaways that you would take from that course?
Well, one thing is, personally, I'm kind of not confident speaking a lot. And if you aren't confident speaking a lot, if you get on podcasts, which I started getting on several podcasts, you become more comfortable and it just flows. It's like a conversation. So the more you're on air, the better you can get speaking, sharing your message, that type of thing. And one important thing about authors is you become recognized as an authority on your in your field or what you're talking about, whether it's a fiction book and you'd like to do romance or thrillers, whatever. But then in the nonfiction side, if it's if you're a finance person, you know, you become known as an authority in finance or psychology. Also sharing your story, a personal story that you're it's personal and you want to reach out to people who may have been through the same thing. Sharing your story that way, you become you're an authority because you've been through it. Let's see what else. Oh, another benefit, a benefit is when you're on a show and it reaches so many people, like it can reach thousands of people, depending on how big the show is, whatever, you can reach so many people that would be in touch with your book rather than just not just going to a speaking event where you might have 200 people or 50 people and the opportunity to sell your book is much greater. And then people can follow you.
No, yeah, that's so true. I want to kind of take a couple of different, kind of split this out a little bit. So first of all, what do you think an author should need to know in order to become a guest on someone else's podcast?
Well, there's a system that you can set up to make it easier, but they would need to, be comfortable with,
I was just going to say, you know, just the real high line stuff, you know, is there something like, is there maybe one or two things that different podcasters might ask about before you're a guest on their show or something like that?
Oh, yeah, they could ask for your expertise. Normally they'll have a conversation with you and see if you're a good fit for their show. And then they will help you by sending out links. Like when you schedule the podcast, they'll help you by scheduling out the links. They'll probably have someone that will remind you of the show, when it is, what time it is, that type of thing.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways that you can, you know, you can work with a podcaster to be on their show. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And also they'll help you if you don't have it, they'll help you with a media kit. And we can go into more detail about that later, but they'll need you'll need a media kit to send out to the potential host, which is, you know, your biography, a speaker one sheet, things you've done, what your book is about, that type of thing. So your media kit is really important. And also having a place in your website, having that on your website. So they can research you before making a decision to have you on their podcast.
That's a good information. So a question kind of off of that then is how would you know, or maybe how do podcasters know if you would be a good fit for their show?
Well, there's a lot of research that goes into it. You want to do, when you do your research, you want to find shows that resonate with you or that's about in your genre, if it's in your expertise, or you can think outside the box and think of questions like, how could I benefit by being on this show? If it's a different show, not specifically say if you're writing finance books, you might want to reach out to bankers, or you might want to reach out to people you might want to serve through your book, like people who might want to invest if you're a financial advisor, people who might want to invest with you. Going outside the box and thinking of different keywords or SEO that you can look for, and then you go on and research the podcast, like through Apple or Spotify, whatever it is. And then that's how you can get into knowing what show might be good for you. But it does take a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. I know we've had some work just getting the guests that you've heard on our show. We do the same thing. One question, the next question I have then is, let's just say you get on a show and you're a guest on a show, how, or do you have questions that you should give the podcast, or do they have questions they're going to ask you? How do you know what you're going to talk about once you become a guest on a show?
Well, it goes both ways. And the actual intriguing part is it can become more of a conversation, not just a question and answer, but it becomes more of a conversation. Most podcasters will send you a sheet to fill out, like a questionnaire, and they'll ask you, what are the top 3 or 5 questions I can ask you that you would like to talk about? Even if it's not the questions, what topics do you want to talk about? And that can also be on your speaker sheet. And then also, sometimes the host will prefer, and I've had this before, they will prefer to just ask you questions. So you go in kind of, I won't say blind, but kind of not knowing what you're going to talk about. But yes, it can work both ways. But the best part about it is even one question or one topic, it can lead into a great conversation and just take it so it's not so rehearsed.
Yeah, that's so true. I really enjoy having I tried to work on all of our podcast interviews, turning them into conversations, because I think conversations are so important. You learn so much about yourself. You learn so much about your guest. And I hope that the conversational side of things is more, it's a little more entertaining and a little bit more informative for our listeners as well.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, I guess kind of the final thing that I have about being a guest on a show is, so you're a guest, you've had your interview, you know, you're talking with your podcast host, and you're kind of at the end of your interview. How are people gonna, you know, buy your book or, you know, get to know you more? Are there things that you should be able to, you know, maybe promote yourself or you know, your book on your on the show? Is there something that you should have when you're doing that?
Yeah, you're always, most people will let you share your website or your social media, links, that type of thing. You can sell, you know, your website where you're selling your book. Mm-hmm. And that is really great. And then after the show, when the show goes live, that's a great marketing tool for you, is to have, they'll send you the link of where the show is at. Okay. And so then you can post that on your social media. And it stays for years. Usually it stays for years on the podcast, wherever the podcast is hosted, in other avenues, that it stays. So even if it's 3 or 4 years down the road, if people find out about your book or your interview, they can come listen to it. And that could start a whole new realm of you selling your books or spreading the information about what you're doing.
Yeah, that's some great information. And then I guess one final part on this. You've done all of your interviews, you've promoted yourself in the show. Are these podcasts usually done live? Are they usually, you know, recorded for later? What kind of timeline do you expect when you're, you know, working with a podcaster?
It can be both. However, the ones I did, I always scheduled out. It was on a schedule basis because they're, you know, so backed up where they have a lot that are going to come out. Mm-hmm. And so what I've, in my experience, mine has always been coming out later. So it's pre-recorded and then it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we that's kind of the way that we work with the Blank Page to Bestseller podcast too. So, you know, that's good to know. Yeah. Let me just ask, is there anything from either KZ or Colleen that we haven't talked about yet about being on a podcast as an author?
Yeah, I think so. I'd like to bring in something. And I've just been kind of listening here because you guys have given some really great information for an author or any guest who might potential guest be on a podcast. I want to take it back just for a moment to the author and why the author might want to do this, because it does take effort. The author has to take the step to, unless the author is already a bestseller and making, you know, a lot of money and selling a lot of books, you have got to go out and market yourself. You've got to market yourself to the podcasters. So you've got to find them and then get into their list. Okay. And get invited to be on it. So why do you want to go to all that work? Well, for one very simple reason. Your audience wants to hear your voice. Your audience hears or sees your voice when they read it, and in their mind they hear it, and they have found that they like what you have to say. So they want to know more. So just keep that in mind. That's the reason you're doing this, is to give yourself another avenue to reach out to your audience for whatever your goals are in being an author. This is another way to achieve them. Yeah, and a very good
one. Yeah, that's so important, so true. I think there's a lot of different ways that podcasts are recorded. Some are done just audio. A lot of them are moving to video now too. But, you know, I think there's nothing better to connect with readers, whether they're new readers or you're, you know, longtime readers, than by, you know, sitting down and having them listen to you and listen to your story directly from you. So I think podcasting is a great way to connect with a lot of readers that you may not necessarily get if you just, you know, put your book up on Amazon.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Colleen, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you think we need to touch on?
No, not really. But like I said earlier, it's one of the best ways that you can gain visibility in your market and to sell your book. So I think getting out there, getting rid of the fear if you have it, make it fun. Just make it fun when you're on a show.
Yeah, that is so true. So I think what we're going to do today is we're going to kind of wrap it up here for this week's Biz Buzz segment. But I do want to say, if you are listening to this and you would like to be a guest on the Blank Page to Bestseller podcast, we are always looking for fun and exciting authors to share their story about writing, about publishing, about marketing, about any part of the publishing industry. So if you would like to be a guest on the show, I will have a link to our scheduling site in the show notes, and we'd love to have you on as a guest for a future show. So Colleen, KZ, thank you both for joining me and sharing your thoughts on how authors can become the next best podcaster.
This episode of the Blank Page to Bestseller podcast is brought to you by us, The Author's Voice. The Author's Voice is the premier online training platform for authors, speakers, and entrepreneurs looking to add a new revenue stream to their business. Whether you're an author looking to publish your book or an administrative assistant looking to expand your business by working with authors and speakers, we have the training programs to help you become a certified publishing professional. You can learn more about The Author's Voice on our website, theauthorsvoice.org, or please follow our social media at Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. You can find links to all of those places in the show notes.
And I am excited to have Janet Castleman join me on this week's episode of Blank Page to Bestseller podcast. I've known Janet now for, I can't believe it's been almost eight years or so. It's been great to work with her. Me and Colleen have worked with her on two books. And I just want to welcome you to the show. And let me first begin by telling you a little bit about who you are. So Janet Castleman is a small town author who published her first book, Flip Flap Try, A Cardinal's Journey in July of 2017. A Penguin Can Find a Toy came out in 2020 and was initially inspired by one of her nephew's children, as well as her husband, who majored and worked in Parks and Recreation. Her dream job is being a housewife, a writer, and self-publisher. She has experience playing several stringed instruments, including the viola. She takes banjo lessons and is learning to play the harp her husband built for her from scratch. And author Janet Castleman has written and published two children's books, like I said before, and her stories give encouragement, hope, and bring joy to the hearts of children of all ages. brilliant illustrations for both books were done by Laura Yoder, who is a graduate of the design program of the University of Cincinnati. And I'm sure we'll say just a little bit about her as well through this. Janet lives at home with her husband and a 17-year-old cat, and she enjoys playing viola in an all-volunteer orchestra. Playing classical music feeds her soul. Janet plans to write children's songs pertaining to her story. Well, Janet, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's great. I know that I've worked with you, like I said, for it's been almost 8 years or so, and I've seen some of the great things that you've done, especially with music. And I just want to ask real quick about your husband building the harp. Is that how'd that come about?
I must have mentioned someday that I wanted a harp, and he has the ability. He's a woodshop, a former woodshop teacher, and he didn't realize how big of a harp I wanted first, but he did get some plans from a company in Minnesota and was able to make me a harp. I had a recital.
Oh, wow.
Taking lessons with my harp teacher, had a recital where I played a couple children's pieces, and I'm off to start to learn to love my harp.
Wow, that's really great. I really enjoy following along with all of your musical escapades as well as your writing. But let me first just kind of start off by saying or asking you, so your book came out, your very first book, A Flip Flap Try, A Cardinal's Journey, came out in 2017, and A Penguin Family Finding Joy came out in 2020. That's been, you know, it's been a few years since those have come out. So how have you found selling your books to go, you know, not just from the very beginning, the launch, but, you know, throughout the last few years, how have you been able to sell books throughout this entire time?
Well, I had made connections with a couple bookstores. And so I had permission to sell them. And we never know how a book signing is going to go.
That's true.
I really don't care too much about making a profit. It's more of an enjoyment, but it is fun to get out there and meet people and feel good about selling some book.
Oh, that's really great.
And I know you getting ready for a book signing, you have to make sure you have your checklist of things you need. Some place to go, you have to have a table and a chair, and you have to make sure you have cash and your point of sale device. I use a Square. And you have to have paper, and I'll also bring a photo of myself in a stand so I can put there, especially if I have to take a quick break, I'll have my photo there showing that I'm selling my books. And I have a book cart, books. And I also make sugar cookies to bring to the book sales. I give a cardinal cookie or a penguin cookie to people that buy my books.
Oh, that's a really great little addition there. That's really fun.
It's good to have something that you can give away that's free, and people feel happy about receiving some free gifts. I also have some little stuffed penguins that I've handed out at book signings, and the children especially like those.
That's really fun.
Can I ask you real quick, when you do a book signing, so you obviously are selling your books, and do you like to personalize messages to the people, or do you just kind of or you have books kind of already set up ready for that have already been signed?
I usually sign the book there in front of the person. I do have a little saying that I know that I can put in the book if the customer wants it personalized. I will write that in for them.
Well, that's really great. Have you noticed that people like to get their book signed?
Oh yes, yeah. And sometimes, you know, they're excited about giving it to a friend. So they want to have the friend's name in it, or
Oh, that's really neat. Do you think that in your experience, have you found a good connection with the readers who have come to your book signings?
Yes, I've had some people show up just to chat.
Know, oh, that's good.
Show up, they ask questions about my book and how do I sign it, and
No, that's really good. So it seems like you've had a lot of I know, just following you on like social media and things like that, you seem to have quite a few book signings. Where do you find places to go and have your book signings?
Well, the initial shop that I sold my book at was Picture This in Lebanon. And I had gone there just shopping in general and looking at little cardinal items because I was getting ready to write my cardinal book. And I developed a rapport with the shop owner and told her I was going to be writing a book. So she said, well, when you get your book published, come see me. So that was my start. I pictured this. Now I've been selling them at the Ambassador Shop, also in Lebanon. And also there's a shop, Peddler's House, in Waynesville, where I've had a couple of book signings. And there's a shop in Yellow Springs called Glengarden Gifts that carry my book there. I also mentioned that parks are a good place to market your book if you want to sell a children's book.
That's really great. Have you found it to be good to have a relationship with these smaller stores? Has it been good to get to know the owners and talk with them and have a good rapport there?
Right. I always try to visit at least occasionally to keep up the relationship going. And like, I made some pear jam jelly and was able to give that to one of the bookshop owners. And another person I talked about visiting the fish at Caesar's Creek, and so I showed her a video of feeding the fish at Caesar's Creek. So it's just little things, little ways to keep the connection going.
Well, that's really great.
And another place I saw my book was Burning Tree Farm. And that's in Dayton, Ohio, on South Union Road. I knew an acquaintance that volunteers there, so she was able to talk to the people and let me get permission to sign my book there. And I also brought my banjo along. And also my banjo teacher came too. And we played banjo duets. And so, you know, it was an outside affair. You know, you want to make sure you're sitting in the shade or have a cap to shield you from the sun. Well, of course, you have to hope it doesn't rain too much. But it was fun to be outdoors and try to sell your book.
That's really great. I love how much fun it seems like you have at your book signings. You have a wide variety of different things that'll, you know, connect with a couple of different people. That's really great.
And I have sold my book at a couple church bazaars, and I guess one vendor sells her books at a parks and recreation event. So there are different places. You know, if I had a lot of time, you know, I'd be going around to a lot of places to see if I could have more book signings.
Oh, that's really great. Do you see a boost in your sales when you go out and to do these book signings? Do you see people, are people coming up and buying your book at these a lot of times?
I do sell maybe 10 or so books of book signing. And, you know, for me, that's a success. You find that when you're out in front of the shop on the sidewalk, you have more passers-by. Mm-hmm. So you have more opportunity to ask people to buy your book. And that's one thing, you know, you have to realize that not everyone's going to want to buy your book, and you don't want to let that get you down. You just keep asking different people. I usually let them know that I am a local author, and that helps sell the books. Mm-hmm. And there was one time when I was out in front of the shop, I hadn't started selling my books yet, but I was all set up, and I noticed a lady pushing her black baby buggy across the street to where I was, and I said, "Hey, I'm a local author. Would you like to buy a book?" And she looked at me and my books and looked at her baby in the carriage and says, "I guess I'm gonna buy you a book."
Oh, that's really neat. That's great.
So even though she was a little bit reluctant, I still sold my first book.
Oh, that's really good.
You do feel a little better at a book signing when you sold your first book, and then it's like, okay, I know I can sell. Sell some more.
Oh, I guess that first book is always the challenge. That's really good. Have you, I know you said you have sold at a couple of different events. I'll use this for example. I know you used to go out to some of the the local Chamber of Commerce events. Do you think that that helps get people to see you and your book a little bit better? Or do you like to do book signings, or is just kind of you going out on your own?
Let's see. I don't recall selling my books at a Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, well, like the Lebanon, the Girls Night Out events or things like that.
Okay. I guess that is a Chamber of Commerce event. Yes. Yes, the special activities like that are when more people come downtown. So the Girls Night Out are great events to sell your book at.
That's really good.
I also wanted to talk about self-care.
Yeah, that's great. Let's go into there.
I volunteer at all kind of activities with my instrument and church and whatever. So now I'm trying to cut down more so that I have more time for myself, more time to get organized, and more time for my books. So I've heard people talk about time management, and heard someone say that's really managing yourself better. And I think managing yourself is really self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so anyway, I've gotten a couple of books. One is called Find Yourself at Home,
mm-hmm.
A Conscious Approach to Shaping Your Space in Your Life by Emily Grosvenor. And it has given me ideas of how to set up the different spaces of my home, like the spirit place or the wisdom place or the family room or the front hall entrance. And they also, when your house is more organized, then hopefully your life becomes more organized and you start writing down some of your goals of what you want to accomplish. So that book has helped me. I also have another book called Inner World Tree of Self-Care. The Inner World Tree of Self-Care. And this is a book put out by the Insight Corporation. And you actually get a little tree. You pop it out of the cardboard page and set it up, and you get to open up a little window every day for 30 days and pull out a tag and write on the tag the self-care thing you're going to do. And you know, sometimes at the end of the day I'm not really have a lot of energy to do something real strenuous, so I'll even put down that I'm gonna drink a glass of water.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, sometimes it can be just as simple as taking a glass of water and drinking a glass of water. That's all you need to do. Yeah,
it's self-care. And you know, another day I did my toenails.
Oh, that's nice.
Anyway, so it's supposed to get you in the habit of self-care. And then I also have a book called Rest and Resilience. And anyway, just, you know, the importance of getting plenty of rest and taking breaks, you know, when you're working on a project, helps you focus more on your project when you get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the tips I found from the book club that you led a while back about, you know, how to make tasks simpler to do, was, anyway, the suggestion from the author was to make it easy to do. Like when I'm washing dishes, sometimes I'll bring one of my high cleaning chairs by the sink, do it that way. Or, you know, I'll make sure I have everything I need to sit down and do a task.
Well, that's really good.
And when you make it easy to do, and you also have to make sure you're mentally prepared to do the task. So anyway, I'm learning all these self-care things.
Well, that's a really great way to, you know, get a little bit more organized, a little bit more in place, and a little bit more on track on some things. And it's good to see, you know, just all of the reading you're doing too. I love to see all those books about what you're reading. That's really some great information there. Thanks for sharing those with us.
And you have to take care of yourself first before you can fully take care of other people. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's so true. Yeah. You mentioned the book club that we did a few years ago. That was really great. Janet, you were one of the best people to join the book club. We always enjoyed having you with our discussions. It was great. Thanks for joining those. Let me just ask one kind of question then about self-care. So, if you were to
If you were to give one piece of advice about self-care for our listeners, as a, think in terms of like being an author, like writing, what would your tip be for an author on how to be better at self-care?
Try to be selfish, do something for yourself for a change. And also, I learned to say no more often. Things that, so that I don't have all the hours of my day filled up. It's good to have chunks of time where you can focus on self-care or a writing project.
That's so true. Yeah, I think a lot of people hear the word selfish and kind of are like, oh, I don't want to be selfish. But sometimes you need to be selfish to take care of yourself. Uh-huh. Yeah, think of yourself before you can think of yourself and take care of yourself, like you said, before you can take care of other people. So I think that's a great piece of advice. And, you know, especially if you're working on a writing project, it's important that you give yourself the time and the place to sit down and, you know, actually work on your project and not put it off and make it be kind of the second or third thing you do.
Right.
That's really great. Well, that's really great, Janet. And, you know, I want to thank you for joining us on the podcast today. Just for one final question, is there anything that we haven't been able to talk about that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I know there's book contests that you can enter, and I've entered several, and the one that's helped me the most is the IBPA Independent Publishers Book Association. Mm-hmm. And they have people that review the books, and they'll also give you a written review. Like all people that review your book will give you a written review. And that has helped me with making improvements to my books. So we're going to enter any book contest, you know, especially if you're self-published. I think the IBPA Benjamin Franklin's Awards, what it's called.
Yeah, those are some really nice awards. And I'll agree with you. I think it's really nice that they provide some written feedback to, you know, see what you can do better or what they really enjoyed or what they thought of the book, which I think is really unique in a lot of book awards.
Right.
Yeah. Well, again, like I want to say, thanks again for joining us. For our listeners out there, can you let them know how they can get in touch with you if they want to learn more about you or purchase one of your books?
Well, I do have an author's website, janetcastlinauthor.com. And I have a Facebook page and what's it called? Instagram.
Yes.
It's Janet Castlin, at Janet Castlin Author. I've also just started recently to post on LinkedIn.
Okay.
I'm having fun sharing there also.
Oh, that's really great. And then I'm assuming are all of your books on Amazon as well?
Oh, yes.
Okay. That's good. So listeners, if you enjoyed our conversation here, please let us know. Please go on, follow Janet on Facebook or Instagram or her new LinkedIn page. That would be great. And again, thank you for joining us, Janet. For our listeners, I will have all of the links to Janet's website and Amazon and her Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn pages in our comments. So please go and visit her there. So thanks again, Janet.
All right. Thank you so much, Peter.
Podcast is a production of The Author's Voice.
I have been your host, Peter Wheatmartian, and I want to thank KZ and Colleen for joining me on this episode to discuss all things writing, publishing, and speaking. Do you have questions about today's topic or would like to be a guest on a future episode? You can learn more about The Author's Voice on our website, theauthorsvoice.org, or send our team an email at info@theauthorsvoice.org. You can stay in touch with Candy, Colleen, and Peter through The Author's Voice on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Links to all of those can be found in the show notes. If you have enjoyed the episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave a review on the podcast app of your choice. Also, please help us spread the word about the Blank Page to Bestseller podcast by sharing the episode on your social media or by introducing a friend, a colleague, an author, or anyone who would enjoy the discussion to the show.